keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A major expansion for a local medical center in the Kansas City area. Brandon Dixon has more.
The Children's Mercy Hospital, Kansas, planning a $152 million project in Overland Park, aiming to expand access to care and keep kids closer to home. CMH Kansas will improve its ER, build entirely new spaces, and consolidate some off-campus offices. The first phase of the project, a new pre- and post-op space, is expected to open next year. Additional renovation phases are anticipated to be completed in 2027 and 2029. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Well, road signs marking bits of Kansas history have disappeared. At least three historical trail markers highlighting the Cherokee Trail's path through the Hale area of Chautauqua County have been stolen. A social media post from the sheriff's office said the brown signs honored the routes thousands of Cherokee and other immigrants traveling through the California Gold Rush era. If you have tips on where the signs are, contact the sheriff's office. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval came away from a recent meeting with new Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins with a good feeling about the future of U.S. agriculture.
I was pleased to have the opportunity to share with her the concerns and priorities of America's farmers and ranchers. Also learned more about her commitment, and I appreciate her making time for us to get together to get to know each other. I left the meeting with confidence that she is committed to listening to farmers and tackling the challenges facing agriculture.
Duval says the meeting was just the start, but that several topics were discussed.
The need for a new modernized farm bill, the state of the farm economy, animal health and trade, just to name a few.
For more information, go to fb.org and listen again here for more. From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Our number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. News out of Kansas State men's hoops in the transfer market as Michaela Buddy Rich will transfer from Kansas State. Go Powercat confirmed on Thursday. The 6'7" athlete departs after appearing in only 29 games over two seasons in Manhattan. Throughout his career with the Wildcats, he averaged 4.8 points, 2.4 rebounds, and 11 minutes per game. Rich's career high in points came against Wichita State in the 24-25 season as the East St. Louis native scored 20 points on December 21st. Rated a former four-star prospect by 24/7 Sports, Rich chose K-State over schools like Ole Miss and Missouri out of high school. Bruce Weber's previous staff had recruited Rich when Jerome Tang and company expressed interest in him. Rich had already had an understanding of K-State's tradition and history. Rich will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Expect more transfers out of Kansas State as, according to Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com, maybe they were waiting until the final NIL checks to come in early April. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.